Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. Michigan State Police troopers responded to a two-vehicle crash at the temporary four-way stop at the intersection of M142 and M19 around 8:58 a.m. on Monday, May 13th. According to reports from the MSP Caro Post, a 69-year-old female from Ubley and a 76-year-old from Decker were involved in the collision. Both vehicles attempted to cross the intersection simultaneously, resulting in the crash. Assistance from the Bad Axe Fire Department and Huron County Sheriff's Department was crucial in managing the situation. This incident underscores the importance of adhering to traffic rules, particularly at intersections. It's vital to remember that the vehicle that arrives and stops first at an intersection typically has the right of way. When multiple vehicles approach the intersection simultaneously, the vehicle on the left should yield to the one on its right, reducing the risk of collisions and ensuring smooth traffic flow. As a reminder, a temporary four-way stop is in place at the intersection of M142 and M19, as downtown Bad Axe operates as a one-way street due to the ongoing $5.2 million project to revitalize M142. Detour routes direct westbound traffic into Bad Axe via Carpenter Road, M19, and Learman Road to M53. Harbor Beach resident Joseph Thomas Nickel Jr., 18, faces charges in Huron County for allegedly possessing and distributing child sexually abusive material. The investigation, initiated by the Bad Axe Police Department following a complaint against Nickel, yielded evidence on February 26th, leading to formal charges. Nickel was arraigned in the 73rd B District Court on May 13th, accused of felony possession of child sexually abusive material, carrying a potential four-year sentence, and distribution, which could result in a two-year sentence. Nickel's activities are closely monitored, with pretrial services restricting his internet access on electronic devices to school-related tasks. Supervised online interactions and stringent monitoring of educational devices aim to prevent contact with minors. And we'll be back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Water main replacement in Owosso and lead service line removals in Escanaba are among more than $23 million in state grants recently awarded to Michigan communities to protect public health and Michigan's water resources. The MI Clean Water Plan grants through the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund and support from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act aim to help communities upgrade aging infrastructure, ensure healthy drinking water, and protect Michigan's environment. 70% of Michiganders are served by more than 1,000 community wastewater systems, and a similar percentage get drinking water from community water systems. Those systems often struggle to find resources to address legacy issues like aging drinking water and stormwater facilities and emerging challenges like new standards for PFAS, or what are known as forever chemicals. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Michigan legislature, and federal agencies have ramped up funding for aging water infrastructure, a critical move to help ensure those water systems continue to protect public health and the environment, including Michigan's unmatched freshwater resources. More than half of Eagle's budget has traditionally passed through to Michigan cities, towns, villages, and other local government agencies to finance critical improvements that help them better protect residents and our natural resources. A New York appeals court today upheld the gag order in Donald Trump's hush money trial, finding that Judge Juan M. Merchan properly determined that Trump's public statements posed a significant threat to the integrity of the testimony of witnesses and potential witnesses in this case as well. Trump had asked the state's intermediate appeals court to lift or modify the gag order, which bars him from commenting publicly about jurors, witnesses, and others connected to the case, including the judge's family and prosecutors, other than District Attorney Alvin Bragg. In its ruling, a 5-judge appeals panel noted that Trump wasn't claiming that the gag order had infringed on his right to a fair trial. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And we do have multiple obituaries to report this afternoon. Michael Scott Apley, age 49, of Essexville, passed away on Friday, May 10th. Mike Apley is survived by his wife, Rachel, their son, Zachary, and daughter, Natalie, his mother, Kathy, 2 brothers, his grandmothers, his in-laws, brother-in-law, nieces, nephew, aunts, uncles, and many cherished cousins and friends. A funeral service will be held on Thursday, May 16th at 11 a.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial will be in Verona Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Wednesday, May 15th from 4 until 8 p.m. and Thursday, May 16th from 10 a.m. until the service time at 11 at the funeral home. To offer your condolences to Michael Apley's friends and family, please go to kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Maurice Oscar Hag, age 79, of Gagetown, passed away Sunday, May 12th at McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe. Maurice is survived by his daughter, Andrea, and her husband, John, his stepchildren, Charles, Clyde, Stephen, George, Morley, and Jeffrey, 4 grandchildren, many step-grandchildren, and his brothers. Per Maurice's wishes, cremation has taken place. Arrangements are being handled by Yingle Millendorf Funeral Home in Sebring. You can share a memory with Maurice Hag's friends and family at jmfuneralhome.com.